Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always click the Contact Us link at our website. That's waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago's Loop, and also next week's show in New York City at Carnegie Hall. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Holly from Easton, Massachusetts.
Hey, how are things in Easton?
A little bit warmer than usual for this time of year.
Yeah, yeah. How's everybody in Boston dealing with the fact the Red Sox are out of it?
I think they're not dealing particularly well.
Really? Basically, you turn on sports radio, you just hear constant weeping.
Yeah, yeah.
Holly, welcome to our show. Carl Castle right now is going to read you three news-related limericks. Of course, he will not say the last word or phrase. That is your job. Do that. Two times out of three, you'll be a winner. Ready to go?
Okay.
Here's your first limerick.
The crime rate for street signs is soaring. Fun names like Green Acres, they're scoring. But thieves will not steal if there's no appeal. So let's make our street signs more...
boring.
Right! The trouble with living on a street with a name like Boone's Farm or Mary Jane Lane is that people are immature and they steal the signs. Quote, we're losing something like 550 signs a year to theft, said a Georgia county manager, Luther Smart, who is no stranger to funny names himself. In order to address the problem, officials have started encasing the signs in fiberglass, but people in Georgia have shotguns. So officials have another solution. Quote, boring names. Streets like First, Second, Third Street. But, you know, we suggest they go all the way. Harry Reid Drive.
Mm.
PBS Boulevard.
Oh, no.
Here is your next limerick.
I've been out in space over a year. There's no DUIs ever out here. The jet's at full throttle. Hand me a cold bottle. I'm flying and drinking a...
beer.
Right. Space is pretty cool so far. But it's had one major downside. No beer up there. The carbonation in beer makes it tough to drink. But that's about to change. An Australian company called Astronauts for Hire is sending astronauts up in an airplane to simulate weightlessness. They're trying to try out a custom-made space beer. Researchers say the test will provide essential data on not only how the beer goes down, but also how it comes back up. They've discovered, by the way, that the helmet with the beer holders and the straws does not work.
What I think is great is these highly trained scientists / pilots become astronauts, the peak of the aeronautic world. And what do you need? Beer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Beer.
They've been asking for that for years.
Up here. Mm-hmm.
Beer.
So invent a robot that drinks beer for you.
All right, here is your last limerick.
It's not that our stars are aligned, but to do what she says, I'm resigned. I fulfill all her wishes and do all the dishes. With this ring, she took over my...
mind.
Right. We've long been aware of that annoying thing couples do where they finish each other's sentences and predict each other's bad stories at dinner parties. But new research from Sydney University this time actually confirms that some couples have a sort of sixth sense, whereby their brains work in a shared, quote, altered state. And this would be awesome in a sci-fi movie, but chances are real-life couples are just using this amazing power to bicker more efficiently. It's like, does this dress make me look... you bastard! How could you say that? I didn't say it. You were going to!
So what you're saying is that a woman can get mad at a man before he's done anything.
That's
exactly right.
And yet scientists needed money to study
apparently,
this.
Apparently.
They couldn't just open the door and ask, hey, buddy.
Hey, you.
Guy comes home, wife slaps him. He says, yeah, you know, I was going to deserve that. So. Carl, how did Holly do on our quiz?
Well, Holly had three correct answers, Peter, so I'll be doing the message on her voicemail.
Terrific. Congratulations, Holly.
Well, thank you.